Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we're helping you navigate a variety of sex and love issues. What to do if you can't get past a partner's sexual past? How do you discuss STI concerns with a partner? And advice for a listener who is seriously confused about the female orgasm. All this and more. Thanks for listening. Since I began telling you about the Womanizer, I've received countless messages from listeners telling me how much they love this revolutionary product. I couldn't agree more. I love my Womanizer. We've made a short film about it. Check it out at sexwithemily.com. Unlike traditional vibrators, the Womanizer uses patented pleasure air technology to indirectly stimulate your clitoris with waves of air pressure and suction. It has a soft silicone cinder that you place over your clitoris, just like your partner might use their mouth. Its multiple settings make it easy to find the exact amount of pressure that's right for you. The sensation is so intense that many users found they can reach orgasm in 1 minute, a 60-second orgasm. Well, somehow, Womanizer's engineers have found a way to improve upon the original model. The latest versions, the W500 Pro and Deluxe, are smaller and quieter than ever before. There's now 8 settings and a new ergonomic design that will really help you find your sweet spot. So, come on, there's really no excuse anymore. It's time to get your own Womanizer. You can see all the amazing Womanizer models at womanizershop.com or by clicking on the Womanizer banner on my website. Check it out now.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, just check out sexwithemily.com. Subscribe to our podcast, so friggin' easy, and follow us on all of the social media stuff that we're doing, because it's good time. Oh, and now you can listen to my show on Google Play, SoundCloud, and Spotify.
Sweet.
Because all those places are happening, too. Mm-hmm. And Shop with Emily, new little button on my site. I've got a store. All these years I've wanted a store because I always talk about toys and I'm like, and products, and just, these are the ones I love, curated by me.
Do you know how many Womanizers you probably sold? Like a billion.
Oh my God. It was the number one search term on my site for like months, because it's a pretty amazing toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that.
The Clit Whisperer is what we call it.
I wish you got royalties off that.
Me too, dude. Oh.
Because we'd be doing this from your mansion right now.
I know. Dude, when's the mansion coming?
I don't know.
I got a little guest house. It's on the way. But the Womanizer, yeah, it's funny. But we did a video. We have a YouTube channel. And we are putting more on the YouTube channel. And we did a really funny video called The Clit Whisperer, where I'm not going to tell you what happens, but it has to do with the Womanizer. And it's freaking hilarious because Lori makes killer videos. Lori and Jamie work with me, and you should check that stuff out.
All right. So that's youtube.com/sexwithemily?
I believe so. Yes. And there's a link on my site too for all that stuff. And we've had some great shows lately. Recently, Oral Sex Hangups and Office Obsessions. So we talk about what to do when you want to like bang your boss, if you got hangups around oral sex. That was a fun show. But now I'm here with Menace.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so good.
Nice to see you.
You see me?
Yeah.
I see you. I was going to tell you that I was thinking about you.
Oh.
I always think about you.
Sweet.
No, I wasn't thinking about you. But no, you have told you that I was thinking about you. But you know, I was telling you that I've been listening to shows lately.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting because I admitted a few shows ago that I was like, I don't often listen to the shows. Like, I know that I record them. I know you guys all like them and they're helpful, but I'm not like sitting and listening because I love other podcasts. I love listening to radio. I don't have a lot of free time, but it's interesting listening back because you often don't remember what's happening. And I was thinking about that. A lot of what we talk about is, what would you say?
What we talk about
on the show,
you and I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I try to talk about what's going on in your personal life sexually.
Right.
And then
the advice we give mostly is around what, though?
The advice, I mean, you're always pushing to have guys go down on women.
that's too.
Like,
I knew
one of your campaigns, putting sex toys, you're pushing some sex toys.
No. Right. And okay, we talk about communication a lot. You're not getting
communication
anywhere.
Are the is the lubrication.
Yeah, you're hilarious. You know what you're reminding me of right now? What? Menace is so tired, is the drunk show.
Yes.
When I was like, Menace, you do the opening, like, which I've said 5,000 times. You're listening to Sex Family, and you can do it.
No, I don't pay attention. I tune out on that. But the thing is, I mean, there's three major things. If your guy's not going down on you, then screw him.
No, teach him.
Get yourself a womanizer, and communication is a lubrication.
Right.
Those are the three main things. And your Kegels.
And Kegels.
Don't forget to do your Kegels.
Kegel Camp is an iPhone app I have that I love. I personally, everyone loves it. Mm-hmm. It's you got to do Kegels, because then you have Kegels of steel, and then you have orgasms of explosion.
Yeah. And get a butt plug.
God, you just encapsulated.
See?
Thanks for listening.
There you go.
We're out. Menace.
Done. Peace.
Summed it up. He's out. Yo, bro. See ya. Thanks for coming. However, I was listening to the show, and I was thinking about, you know what I was listening to? That funny show we have with the Lady Freaks on?
Yeah.
Remember Jen and Grace were on the show. They were so funny.
Love
you
them.
Love them. They were so funny.
They were so good, yeah.
And I was thinking about it, and Grace was telling a story. That was a great show called, Sex with something, Lady Freaks. You'll see in the title. They're comedians. They're really funny. But she was saying how she had sex with a friend, and then afterwards, she's like, we just actually talked about the sex. And I was like a play-by-play? She's like, yeah, we talked about, like, what he liked, what I didn't like. And I was like, she's like, and I'd never had sex with him before. And I thought to myself, because we're always trying to make communication a little easier. But, like, here's a great... I thought about this as I was running and listening. It's like, here's a great, like, communication hack, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Is that... I always say, like, don't talk about sex in the bedroom, like, if you're having, like, an issue or you want to try something new. But why not just after be like, God, you could... And another thing, every time, I'm just saying, like, this... I've done this before as well. And it reminded me that, like, afterwards, wow, that was hot. Like... if I'm with a guy, I'd be like, what were you doing there? Like, with your fingers? Like, I had that killer orgasm, like, or making out. That was really hot.
Yeah, so I can tell my next partner.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, in the moment, even afterwards, just like saying what you liked. And, you know, even if you are in bed and it was like just fun, like playful, like in, because it's really fresh in your mind, you know what just went down. And you'd be like, even if you're a guy, and a lot of guys I know email me their, you know, questions, because, you know, women, we hear from women too, but we talk to our friends about it. We've got a lot of places to go. Men, how many of your friends sat down and said, Menace, I'm trying to perform cunnilingus on my friend, and I'm not really sure what this chick and not sure what to do.
No.
So that's why a lot of guys, so that's just a great sex hack for it. If you're with a woman, you're like, did she come? Did she not? Did I like this? You could just be like, you looked, you know, that was so hot when you were on top of me, riding me. Like, is that, you know, does that feel good to you? Because it looked really hot. You know, just like in the moment, it's happening right after. It's like when you leave a movie. After the movie. And because you should never talk during a movie.
No.
And you talk about the movie. Why not talk about the sex? It just, like, is an easier way to do it. But again, not to bring up issues, but just to be like, that was fun. That was a cool movie you did when you were swinging from the rafters. Just an idea there. So what's up with you, Menace? Anything besides the fact that you miss me?
I miss you dearly. I might get another dog.
I know you said this.
Yeah, working on it. That might happen.
Who watches your dog when you go away?
She either goes three places. She goes to San Francisco, if we're leaving town for quite a while.
She, like,
Pasadena.
Take a train? What does she do?
We take her up to San Francisco.
Okay.
And then Pasadena and some local areas.
Okay. I was saying,
but
more
always
great
with
dog
friends
center.
And with other dogs.
Okay, got it.
She likes playing with the other dogs. That's why I want to get her sister.
You think that during the day, then they'll have two people watching you, and there's two dogs watching you, and you have sex. How are you going to handle that?
Oh, well, no. See, maybe this dog is going to be
taking care. You're wrong. They're both going to be watching you. It's going to just kill your sex life. I'm watching your sex life die right now.
No,
boop,
no.
There goes sex life. No,
it's
I think
cool.
You should. You, like, you're shopping around for dogs. Shopping around for dogs. I look for dogs too.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't pulled the trigger yet. Because we know how that happens. Super busy. I've got some sex in the news today that I love new terms, like dating terms, sex terms. So this is kind of like what's going on in the world here.
Yeah.
From benching to tuning, a glossary for modern dating. So these are all new terms that have come
benching,
out.
Benching, tuning?
Exactly. Like,
Never heard of them.
You've heard of ghosting, right?
Yes.
So ghosting
Which
has sort of
annoying.
Been in the zeitgeist. Right, because you're kind of over it. Everyone's like, oh, he ghosted. She ghosted.
Oh, yeah. Netflix and chill.
Yeah. Right. Okay, but here's the new. But I thought you might like to hear.
Okay.
You could bring this into the Woody Show. Say
all
you
right.
learned something. Here's the new one. And it was funny because everyone in my office the other day was like, we all talked about benching and we all heard about it. Because, okay, so benching is a new term. And it's not like a new dating trend, but it is a new name. And it's basically just the stringing someone along, like keeping your nets in the water, leading someone on, keeping your options open, like saving some backups for a rainy day. You could even call it like passive ghosting.
Oh, she's so, backburning somebody.
But it happens when someone's kind of into you and the person texts you and responds just enough to keep you on the hook.
Yeah.
So it's... You know, they're still kind of in around, but they're just doing enough to keep you interested. So they might Snapchat you. They might like do something, you know, like your Instagram. But they just want to keep you on the hook. So it's called like you're on the bench.
Yeah.
But I'm not necessarily going to do anything.
But that's just backburning. That's just
people got turns now. So here's haunting.
All right. Maybe this is
one more thing
new.
About benching, though, is I feel like that's what everyone does now. When they, even they go, like, I feel like nobody with digital, and this is, these are all social media, all have social media involved. Nobody really goes away anymore. Like,
no,
everyone you date, it's not even like, oh, I ran into him 10 years later. No, you ran into him 5 minutes later, like on Facebook or Snapchat or your friend saw him.
You know where he's at, what he's doing.
Everything.
I'm looking at your eyebrow, by the way, and it looks like it has jizz in it. On the other side. There you go. What is that? Is that some of your lube or is that actual
jizz? You know
jizz?
What it is? It's a piece of my green nail polish fell off on my eyebrow.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I wish it was jizz. That's such a better story than nail chipping.
Okay.
Haunting.
Yes.
Haunting is when the ghost returns in the form of social media interactions. Without being in touch with you directly, like words, it was coined in a tweet by tech insider Allison Chantel. They actively like your Facebook posts, Instagram pictures, view your Snapchat stories, give you mixed signals, only conclusion in the form of, well, I guess they're alive. Some have said this is particularly painful, but unlike benching, they don't get in touch with you directly. So they're just liking your photos or whatever. And you're like, we broke up, whatever, you ghosted, stop it, block them. I don't know, unless you can handle it. Sliding. This is social. Have you heard of sliding?
No.
Okay, me neither. It's a form of social media flirtation that happens when someone you don't know sends you a personal message on social media, which has happened to me. Didn't know there was a term for it. They slide into your direct messages.
Oh, slide into the DMs. Yeah.
Into the DMs. It's an action that, while seemingly inoffensive, is usually a little precocious, if not abrupt.
Precocious.
It usually happens before you've indicated any interest. So you may have been interactively open on, say, Twitter. So tweet each other, but they slide in with a DM. I get that sometimes.
Getting, I get that your DM is just full.
I get the DMs. I get the messages on the Instagram and
there
stuff.
There was the singer / model. Her name is Nikki Heaton. There's some video of her doing an interview talking about just people just constantly trying to slide into her DMs, and then they put like D pics in there and shit
totally.
Like that.
You should see my Instagram. I like it says you have 99 plus things. It's and I do respond to. I don't want to say I do respond to some people, but a lot of times they're just like, I love you, it's hot, you're hot, or dick pic. Okay, so that's sliding, and I think the next one is tuning. So sliding is when you think they're gone they're just flirting with you. Tuning is flirting, usually online, in a way that skirts the possibility of being rejected and may lead to a booty call or text. The person is sending signals in the form of, they're all very like closely related, but in the form of Instagram or Facebook likes, text messages, and Snapchats. So once there's been a back and forth validating interest, like a late night direct message could follow. So I've been hearing more about this lately where like my friend was like, she's like, oh my God, this really cute guy that I don't know liked 4 of my photos, like, you know, in the last week, like, and then she liked his photos and then they started messaging. So I feel like it's kind of flirting online.
Yeah.
So you're tuning into the person.
All right.
Passive ghosting is the way someone you've matched with on, say, Tinder or Bumble or Grindr is passive when you message them. You can't really get through to them, though you're supposed to have indicated interest because you, like, matched, and the replies are, like, short and brief, but it's never, like, let's get together again.
Doesn't sound like a real person.
Exactly.
Bot.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then there's talking, which is like, hey, yeah, are you hanging out with this chick? We've been talking.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just like, that's been around forever. Like, yeah, you started, yeah, we're, instead of saying we're seeing each other, we're talking, which means you're probably not actually talking, you're texting. So it's kind of a half-assed way of connecting. And that's why I say people, I get it though, no one's going to stop doing this. But I get that it's, the reason why this is all happening, Menace, is because you know that we're all so afraid of rejection and being you know, rejected, not loved, abandoned, that just, it's so innocent. You're behind your phone. You can just slide and tune and text and whatever, ghost on your phone. Never have to get hurt, really. I say take a risk, everyone. It feels good.
Do it. Oh, here's some news. I don't know. It's not really a sexual thing, but do you know the average American woman weighs the same amount as the average American man in the 1960s? So we're all getting larger in America.
Wow, obviously. I did not know that.
So
I knew that.
I think it was like 130 pounds.
That's what the average American man weighed then?
Yeah, in the 60s. But now it's 190.
Yeah. Way too much processed foods, way too much sugar, corn syrup, corns and everything. There's sugar in everything.
It's crazy. In America, yeah, definitely.
Processed foods.
I know.
Just eat like real like eggs and steak. Like stick to like good food. Right. It's true.
It's crazy because
what was the women's weight back then?
That I don't know.
Probably be a lot less. Probably like 90, 100 pounds.
Probably 100 pounds. But it was crazy when I went to Mexico and all the food wasn't like processed or anything like that.
It was good, right?
Yeah.
It's like there's no sugar.
You feel crappy after eating.
It's harder to find that, you know, in life. Like you're like so easy just to run across the street and grab like Taco Bell or something. Oh, I'm sorry. You love Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell. But the thing is also, it's just, I know we're talking about, but I feel, you know, when I'm actually like working out, eating healthier, I definitely feel that I want to have a lot more sex.
It's true.
I'm not
It's exhausted. Absolutely true. And it's when you are healthier all around, you're like, what can I eat? Like, I have a low libido. You know, when you are exercising, I mean, it is true. It's biological. It is physiological that when you eat a food and your serotonin, you feel good because you just worked out. Like that is going to directly lead into you feeling better about your body and wanting to have sex. So stop eating all the Taco Bell. All right. So let's get into some emails in a second. But first, let's give a shout out to our sponsors because we love you. We are back. You know that I love my Magic Wand Rechargeable.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. It's from Vibratex, and that's a great company. But they also have another great toy to try in 2016. This is the Rabbit Habit Original Deluxe. So this is the rabbit that gave rise to the habit of people using the rabbit, like when it was on Sex and the City. And it started it all, and a lot of people have imitated it, but they've never equaled it. And they've even just improved it, the Rabbit Habit. It's the Deluxe by Vibratex. It has the highest, most satisfying level of satisfaction and use yet. It's smoother, it's silent, it's more powerful than ever, has a perfect body fit. Have you seen the original rabbit? It has a rotating shaft, it has these turning beads in it, and beneath these body safe materials, it transfers them. So you put it inside you, and then you've got these, you got vibrations, you got beads going around because the inner two thirds of the vagina is super sensitive. It has motion control, you can control the ears separately, so it hits your clitoris, so it's like a whole clitoral G-spot party, barbecue, good time. So get one for yourself now. The Rabbit Habit Original Deluxe from Vibratex, American company that's making pleasure pieces for 30 years. Go to vibratex.com. All right, everyone, emails. Thanks for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also, so easy, on our website, we have an Ask Emily button, and you can just send it right there. Write your email, send it to us.
Love it.
I love it. New feature also, leave us a voicemail message. We'll be playing them on the show. 818-ASK-SWE1, Ask Sex with Emily 1, or 818-275-7931. And as always, you can follow us on all the social, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Sex with Emily. Okay. Hey, Dr. Emily, I've been happily married for 10 years now, and I've enjoyed great sex with my wife. Recently, we've brought up the subject of having a threesome, either male, female, female, or male, female, male. It's been hot to talk about and even suggest certain friends we'd like to do it with. I know she'd done the two woman and a guy thing before, but one night recently during one of these talks, she admitted that she'd done a three-way with two guys in a previous relationship.
What?
With an ex and his best friend multiple times and even a full-on two couples romp. I'm not a jealous guy, and I knew she was more sexually experienced than I was, but this is really getting to me, and it shouldn't. Love my wife, and in no way view her differently or in a shameful way, but I can't get the image of my wife being spit roasted between her ex and his friend out of my head. Any advice on how to get over this?
Oh, man, that is such mental torture.
How would you handle this from her perspective? I love the show. Love you. You rock.
Some things you just don't share with guys because guys can't get that image out of their head.
It's so true. Well, okay. Here's what I got to say about that. In many relationships, your partner, man or woman, they might actually get off on your past. They might be like, wow, tell me about that time you had a threesome when we're having sex. That's hot. So it's not always, but what I recommend is that you, or you just say, hey, do you really want to hear about my past? Like, before you
But then when you hear it, then you can't get it out of your mind.
That's true. You are running the risk of your partner thinking about all the penises that have been inside your vagina staring at you, or all the dicks, or all that you've, whatever.
Oh, here's the thing that I can say to you,
all the vaginas.
Think about all the nasty shit that you've done in your life that you haven't shared with her. You know? Just think about it.
He says he's not as advanced as she is.
Yeah, but come on, dude. There's been a moment in your life that you did something that you don't want to share with her.
Right. That's true.
And then you're just going to have to go with that when you think about this.
Right.
Because I know, again, once you hear it, you can't ever think about it.
No, he can't get that mental image of his wife's past threesomes out of his head.
So you got to counteract that with some messed up ish that you did back in your...
No, because she probably doesn't have the same issue. It's not that. I just say that you guys should not be having a threesome right now because it started because they want to have a threesome. And I think you guys should kind of... If you really can't get this image on your head, then you got to work at making your sex really hot right now. So, you know, you're fine when it was an image of your wife with an unnamed male and other woman. It's only when the penises and the names were brought into the mix that you're uncomfortable. So what does that say to you about your brain and the way it works? Like, was it too many details for you? Like, there's a reason why you're holding on to this, and maybe you feel like you won't compare, or maybe you just are like, God, she had this experience without me. That's why, I agree with Menace that just err on the side of no details. And in fact, in most of my relationships, I have not shared details. So again, work on making your present life like so hot and explorative and amazing and exciting that the reality of the sex you're having with your wife now can just completely eclipse whatever she's done in the past that you're obsessing. You know, you can say, babe, let's get together and like make a bucket list. Like, let's each write down 5 things you want to try this year. I mean, it can be a game. I mean, this can be fun for you guys to like, because it sounds like you're both really adventurous. And, you know, keep talking about other things. But I think a threesome right now could trigger you thinking about the other things, and just don't do it. So that's what I suggest for you. Hi, Emily. I just recently listened to your podcast during work. Yeah, IT desk jobs get real slow and your show gets my mind going. I'm learning so much, by the way. Thank you. But to my question, I'm kind of at the start of a new relationship. I say kind of because I've dated this guy before, twice. This would be round 3. We've been very open this time about what we want, whether we actually want each other, or if we're lonely, everything. There's a whole other story, but my question is about sexual health with him. After dating him 2 years ago, found out I had HPV. I know guys don't show signs, but I was fine at my annual pap before dating him monogamously. My HPV is cleared up now, but is there any way I get it from him again? Help, Gail, 26, from New Jersey. Okay, Gail, I'm so glad you asked, because I think a lot of people have questions about HPV. Very confusing. Like, everyone's has HPV. Is that true? But here's the thing. Women can carry the virus for years and have no symptoms. And it shows up on pap smears. So you don't necessarily know that you didn't have it before him, even if you had a clean pap before you started dating him. So don't blame it on him, because we don't know for sure. What you do need to do is talk to him about it, and he could see a doctor, because he could have gotten it from you or vice versa, even if he doesn't show signs. You're both 26. I mean, it's true, the HPV vaccine, like, you're not supposed to give it to people after 26. Some doctors might, but they say it's only legalized by the drug manufacturers to give the vaccination until you're 26. But you can't pass the same strain back and forth. You could still catch other kinds from each other. So, you know, depending on the kind you had, it could come back. So just get checked regularly. Talk to him about it. Get your pap smears every 6 months, and it's not the end of the world, as long as you're staying on top of it, making sure it doesn't advance.
Yeah. And then right now, you can get a preventative
vaccine.
Yeah, a shot, right?
Up until 26, although there are some places where you could get a little older. I mean, it's because the drug companies only approved it for use till you're 26 years old, but you might be able to get it some places.
Yeah, older, but also I'm just putting that out there for anybody that is younger. Listening. Go ahead and get the vaccine.
You have nothing to worry about. Nothing to lose. But it's also not the end of the world if you have HPV. Okay, hi, Emily. I'm having a little trouble giving my girlfriend of a year an orgasm. She get herself off pretty easily when she's on top, despite the fact we really hot, passionate foreplay and sex. I just can't seem to give her the big O, either with prolonged oral and massage or penetration. She seems like she's almost there sometimes, but she can't let herself go with it. I've never had this problem with any of my exes. They were able to orgasm with me multiple times during sex. My current girlfriend has told me she's only orgasmed a few times from penetration, except for when she's on top. It's driving me insane with frustration. I'm considering leaving her over it, despite the fact I love her and want to have a baby with her. But I don't think I can take the feeling of failure much longer, or even worse, on a permanent basis. Please give me some advice. Thanks, Christopher. Christopher, I'm so glad you emailed, because Jesus, this is something like, you love this woman, you want to have a baby with her, and you're thinking because she can only have an orgasm on top that you're not necessarily giving her an orgasm and there's something wrong with your sex life. You are so mistaken here, okay, Christopher? Let me tell you this. Every woman is different. Vaginas are like snowflakes, okay? Every woman's going to orgasm different. Because all your partners in the past were able to orgasm easily, but let's be honest, some of them may have putting on a show. I mean, I'm just saying, every time they had multiple orgasms, they need something different to reach the big O. What do you think, Menace, about orgasms and women? Like, he's all tripped out because he can't do it.
It's not easy at all.
Right. But are you going to leave someone because you love him because she can only have an orgasm one way?
No.
He's thinking he's not in charge. Listen, it is not your job to give her an orgasm. The fact that she can have an orgasm is great, but like it's her responsibility. And just like you coming is your responsibility, it's hers. And it sounds like she gets on top, she grinds against your penis, and she has an orgasm. I'm not sure what your problem is with this. Like, you say it's your ego and you're feeling like you're failing. I mean, have you talked to her about it? She probably doesn't feel like you're failing. You know, I'm just really like, the fact that you're thinking like you want to dump this woman, you know, a lot of women can't orgasm from oral sex. A lot of women can't orgasm from fingers, and a lot of women have one go-to position. Mm-hmm. Right? Have you found that when you're with a woman, you twist her around and then all of a sudden, boom, she's, you know, I don't know what. She's on all fours and she has an orgasm, but no other way can she. Any woman you're with in the future is going to need something different. No two women will orgasm the same. And if there's a deal breaker for you...
Unfortunately, we wish as guys that, you know, they could, but they're all different.
I know.
All different.
It's true. So I think that, first of all, I don't know if you've talked to her about it, but like, let her know what you're feeling, because she'll soon clue you in on how much she's enjoying the sex. So I think you're tripping. Tripping too much in your head here,
tripping,
buddy.
Tripping, son.
Tripping. Stop the tripping.
Chill.
Okay. We got another email. Emily, noticed that when my boyfriend and I orgasm at the same time, which... Good for you. The condom sometimes comes off and stays inside me.
Oh, no.
What causes this? And is it something that I should worry about? It's like my vaginal muscles squeeze it off. When this happens, it makes me nervous because it seems like maybe it's more possible to become pregnant. Is this true? What can I do to prevent it from happening? Thanks, Laura, Tempe, Arizona.
Well, no, like the penis after he orgasms shrinks. It gets smaller and then he falls out.
Yeah. I mean, okay, but wait. Yes, it's true. So you got to pull that condom off right away. And yes, like, if it's inside you, the semen can seep out and get you pregnant.
As a man, I'm going to tell you, like, guys are super into sex, love it. That's all they're thinking about. And then the moment they orgasm, they could say goodbye and see you later and go to bed. 2 seconds later, they're immediately disinterested. It's actually painful to keep the penis inside of a woman,
right. So
like 2 seconds longer than orgasming. I mean, guys will fight through it.
I know, guys are so done.
Yeah, but so they are immediately done.
I just want to
done. They didn't want no piece of it.
So sad. My friend was telling me this image.
I don't want to talk after
so
either.
So sad.
I just want to roll over and go to bed.
I know. He had this image of every time he has sex with a woman, he's like, I wish that the floor would just come and swallow her up.
Yeah.
Like, she's gone.
It's a trap door.
A trap door.
But I mean, I want you to come back, but just
come back like in the morning, like trap door. You're gone. I can't. Which is so disturbing, but probably
it's the,
true.
It's the truth. In this but what's
it's
happening,
because
but
your
it's
oxytocin
a natural,
spice,
yeah.
and then it dives, and then you want to go to bed
immediately. Yeah,
I get it. Okay, here's what you got. Your penis shrinks. The whole thing. You can get pregnant if you're not on birth control. I think there's a few things going on here. He might need a bigger, a different condom, either bigger or smaller. It sounds like this condom is not fitting him. I love Skin condoms, SKYN. They have a lot of different condoms, sizes, shapes. They feel really good. But let's be clear, it's not coming off just when you have, you know, simultaneous orgasms, because she's talking about squeezing her muscles, and she means she's doing like a kegel around his penis. It's the way he's removing the condom. So what you have to do is, if he's still inside you, he's got to reach in, or you can, and he grabs, like he can reach in and grab the tip of it, you know what I mean? And like pull it out like right away. Like at the base of, you know, he's like reach down, hold the condom around the base of his penis while he removes it, and he pulls it out like right away if this is happening. But I think it could be have to do with the condom brands as well. And try to just relax your vaginal muscles when this is happening and he pulls it out, because yes, you could get pregnant. I don't want that to happen. So, and people think that condoms, like they get used to, they get like really into their brand and their kind. There's just so many different out there now that you got to play around with it. But yes, I'm glad you asked this, because this condom's falling out. Never fun. You've probably had condoms fall out.
Yes.
So not fun.
No.
Talk about a buzzkill.
I mean, you gotta
talk about wanting to go to sleep.
It's weird that it happens almost immediately, though.
And every time. So clearly, it's something, the condom issue. Yeah, it's the extraction removal. So that's what I gotta say to you.
I have to sit there for a good 10 minutes before it falls off.
What, before you get soft again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's off where it would fall off.
Right. Right. What? It
That's
takes
what I'm
after you come.
Yeah,
it takes
yeah.
Some guys just right away, right? Mm-hmm. Just take it out right away. I mean, I know it feels good, like
shrinkage.
I was in the pool. We'll do another one. Okay, we got another
Speak
email.
To me. Yeah.
Dear Emily, my name is Steven. I'm 26 and I'm from Connecticut. I'm a new listener and love the podcast. It's awesome. I'm also engaged to my beautiful fiance. Our sex is amazing. We've played games and used only cock rings. I would really like for her to listen to your podcast. It is educational and always has new and exciting ways to enhance relationships.
Well, hello, if you're not already listening. If you are, welcome.
My question is, how do I ask her to listen to your podcast without her taking it as an insult on our sex life? I don't want her to get the impression that I'm unhappy sexually. Thanks for your time. Sincerely, Steven. That is such a good question. I'm so glad you asked this, because, Steven, a lot of couples actually do listen to this show together, because
on road trips and stuff.
Well, yeah, on a road trip, you're listening to it. And yes, you know, Steven, I'm not like saying like it's entertaining and it's, you know, sex information, and men and women equally listen. And a lot of couples do have a hard time like talking about sex so they can listen to it together. So just say, I would just tell them that like you're really into podcasts. They're so fun. And there's this one, they say it's so funny. All my friends are talking about this one, Sex with Emily. And I started listening to it and I get turned on listening to it, thinking about you, and all these fun things that we could do. Like, I know our sex is hot, but like, let's just listen to it together next time we're on a road trip, or, you know, you should listen. It's really fun. Like, everyone's talking about it. Boom. It's entertainment. It's a podcast. That's it. Not that we're having bad sex. Just say it's really funny, like about relationships. And it's, I just think we should listen together. Cause yeah, I think that's great. Yeah. Get turned on. What do you think? What would you say to her, Menace, to get your girlfriend to listen to something?
To listen
to the podcast.
I mean, just play her this part right here. Hey, I got really into this podcast. It's not a perverted sex show. You know, it's a sex show for real people.
Right.
Just have conversations and just play her this part right here and say, hey, look, they gave you a shout out and we're talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I would just say that, tell her that like it makes you think like how hot she is and how much you want to have sex with her. And like, it's really fun too.
It's all about really what he's emailing in.
Communication.
Well, not even just communication, how to make her more happy.
Right.
That's all it is.
Well, that's the other thing you could say.
That's
we're getting,
why he's listening
you know,
to
we could
show.
Also say is I I'm concerned because what she talks about, you could also say she talks a lot about we're getting married. I love you. You're beautiful. We have great sex. And I was listening to this podcast and she was talking about how so many couples get married and they stop having sex. And they talk about, I'm terrified that happens because I freaking love our sex life. Let's listen together. Lots of ways like that. I mean, just, yeah. And if you are in a couple and you're listening, like I'm just, you know, or you're not listening with your partner, again, I'm kind of like that third party where maybe you've been wanting to tell your partner something, but you can't. So just have a listen. A lot of couples tell me they're on road trips and they listen together. And it just makes me really happy. Makes me really happy. Okay. We got another email.
All right.
One more.
Do it.
Hi, Emily. MJ here. I'm a 31-year-old female, Northeast Florida. I've been listening since April, and I love your podcast.
Thank you.
My boyfriend and I have been together for over 3 years. He has recently been reassigned a job in a city that's 4 hours away. We used to have sex 3 to 5 times a week when he lived in town, and now it's only a few times when we see each other on our once-a-month trips of him coming here or me going there. There's a plan for me to move up with him soon.
Cool.
The past masturbation May, my favorite month, I dabbled a little with anal toys.
Oh, hey.
I got a beginner set of beads and plugs. What a great time, though, to dabble in butt plugs. Masturbation May. It's been great solo fun. Well, no, it was solo butt play when she was masturbating, which I recommend.
But that's just opening the back door.
Right. She says, my boyfriend and I have had plenty of anal sex, and I've loved it. Here's my question. How do I bring it up that I want him to put an anal toy in my butt before during sex? Note, toys aren't new to us in the bedroom. I have to have my vibrator in order to orgasm during sex, and he's totally fine with it. Thanks for your awesome tips, MJ. MJ, he's your man. Okay, I can understand if your guy is like never seen a toy and you want to do that. We've had those many of those emails, but your guy's on board. He's already on board with anal sex, so he's fine with the anus. He's fine with you using toys to orgasm, and and you've had great sex. I would just say, hey,
just put it in there.
Just be, babe. Got it. Guess what? Since you've been gone, I've been keeping myself busy, and I can't wait. Would you put this inside me when we're having sex, dude? He's gonna lose his mind. He's not gonna judge you or think it's weird at all.
Love it.
I think, like, you know, you're using a toy in the front. You got a booty. Butt plug in the in your booty. This sounds like a party. I think he's going to want to put it in for you. I'm really not worried about it. I think that you're overthinking in your head that this could be the one thing that he's going to be like, no butt plugs. But it sounds like he's super open. I mean, to great sex.
I think a majority of men would enjoy that and welcome it.
Yeah, but remember, use lots of lube. I think also that you're long distance. How awesome that when you are in a long-distance relationship that you can start to get excited for those weekends and plan fun things. I'd say butt plug is a great plan for this next weekend. Call it the weekend butt plugs. I'm not worried about your guy. I mean, seriously, be like, babe, I went shopping. Look what I got. This is so hot. I used it while masturbating, but and the whole time I was masturbating with this butt plug in my butt, I was thinking about having sex with you and how great that would feel. So would you please put this in my ass?
Yeah.
Done. MJ, I love you. Love your sex life.
MJ's
sounds awesome.
Great.
MJ's great.
Send photos.
Send Sex photos to Menace of your butt plug. And we've got lots of butt plugs on our site. Check out our store. Feedback is Sex with Menace. Yeah, that's what you should do. So that's what we got time for today, yo.
It was great seeing you. I love hearing from the people, all the emails. Please keep them coming.
Keep coming. Keep messaging
us. If you haven't, go to sexwithemily.com and check out the site.
It's a fun place to be.
It's great.
Right. And also, our listener who said, how do I get to listen to your podcast? You could also check out the website, too. See if she likes to read. That might be a little different. I don't know what. You'll find it. You'll figure it out. But it is a great. And if you love this podcast, it would also great share it with a friend. Tell them about it. Everyone would love it. Most people in the planet need a little bit of sex and relationship information because it's constantly getting better. Mm-hmm. Love you, Menace. Thank you to my amazing team, Madison, Lori, Jamie. I love you all. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, guys, listen to me. I know some of you tune out every time you hear me talk about Kegel exercises. Well, guess what? You're making a mistake. Kegel exercises are not just for women. Try something for me now, guys. Tighten up the muscles you'd use if you wanted to stop the flow of urine. Congratulations! You just did a Kegel exercise. And doing these regularly can make an impact on your sex life. Kegel exercises can help you have stronger erections, better stamina, and more intense orgasms. You'll be blown away, literally, by the difference Kegels can make in your life. To make Kegel exercises that much easier to get into, I created Kegel Camp. It's an app that trains you, reminds you, and tracks your progress along the path to Kegels of Steel. And because I know you're competitive, I created 20 levels of intensity for you to work through. So, You up for the challenge, guys? Download Kegel Camp from your iPhone today and tell me about your progress at feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can get Kegel Camp from the iTunes store or by going to sexwithemily.com and clicking on the Kegel Camp banner. See you at camp.